Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking with Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray for the few minutes that I have to talk to you. If you'll stay tuned, I know you're going to be blessed, and I know you're going to be encouraged. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, touch my listeners today. Encourage their hearts. Lift them up today. And if there be one under the sound of my voice that's not born again, I ask God that you help them to realize that you said in your word, ye must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, we know is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for that revelation knowledge and make it known to the listeners today. And I ask, Lord, I ask specifically for many souls from my higher, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever got a hold of something that you wish you hadn't got a hold of? Am I talking to anybody this morning? There's I call it one of my Oklahoma sayings. I love it. It says, if you catch a bull by the tail, it won't be long until you see his horns. In other words, if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it. And in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 29, he said, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. Let me tell you, some of you got the bull by the tail, and you think you're just dragging along, but you're going to look around, and the horns are going to be facing you. Have you ever seen anybody that looked like they just was searching for trouble? I had an incident that happened some time ago, and I just hated to be right in the middle of it, but I was in a car and couldn't go nowhere else. I was stuck in it, but I had a young married couple with me, and they got to arguing, and I didn't know it was something. You just kind of had to be there. But this was the argument. One of them looked at the wife looked at the husband and said, out of the blue, said this, when you get up to go to work in the morning, when you turn the light on, it wakes me up. And I'm thinking to myself, your husband's going to work and you don't want him to turn the light on to get dressed. I would think, I'm from the old school, I'd have been up cooking his breakfast, but that's another story. That's a whole new lifestyle now. I'm not condemning them for that. And then the argument was, well, what do you want me to do? To get dressed in the dark? And it just escalated from there. And I just wanted to say to that couple, there is an invention that was been invented many years ago. It's a big square thing that goes in between the rooms. It's called a door. If you get up and get dressed in the morning, shut the door and the light won't come in. You know, it was a simple solution to their problem. If me getting up, getting dressed in the bathroom bothers you and wakes you up, we'll just shut the door between the bathroom and the bedroom and the door won't bother you. You know, that should have been the end of that. But I mean, it just went on and on and on from there. And I tell you what, I was getting really, it was getting to me. But when I got home, I just had to laugh at somebody that would just go off in a rage over something so stupid. But what, I want you to sit down and think about the last argument you had, the last dumb thing. I mean, some of you, you're struggling to be the tall hog at the trough. And let me tell you something, when you get there, what have you got? Some of you got to be right. It's like a sign I saw in one of my friend's house. I married Mr. Wright. But I didn't know his first name was Always. And that's how some of y'all are. You always got to be right. You always got to have your way. You always got to get the last word in. And you're always in an argument. You're always in a fuss. And you can't ever stop and say, listen, I'm sorry, forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. But we can't let anybody get one up on us. And so therefore we choose to live in a fuss and fight argument. And it's just some things that ain't worth going down the road after. It's just some things after you get a little older, you find out, hey man, I'm not wasting my time on this one. I don't have a horse in this race. I'm not in this thing. I like that. Let me tell you, church. Let me tell you, people. Listen up. Stop your quarreling and arguing. If you can't say something good and nice, hip it up. Shut up. Be quiet. Begin to try to get along with one another. And always picking and always causing a disagreement. Let me tell you, every time you do that, it chips away. It chips away at your relationship. And the most damaging thing is going into children. You're training them. Be careful. Be sweet. Be blessed. God bless you.